Let's be honest. Sometimes we do the dumbest things. We don't mean to. We just do. And there comes a point where you think to yourself, why am I making this same mistake over and over again? I'm guessing you've been there. For some people, it's constant worry. Sure, you've heard the bit where Jesus said, who by worrying can add a single hour to their lives? Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Maybe you've heard it 100 times before, but you still can't stop worrying. Perhaps you're someone who carries anger and bitterness around in your heart. Sure, you know that the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, but that anger keeps bubbling away. Or maybe you're someone who's constantly trying to impress other people. You know it's a pride thing. You know that pride comes before the fall, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, but, well, you know, there are so many things that hold us back in life. There are so many things that we hang on to for dear life that are, in fact, ruining our lives. We all have our Achilles heel. We all have blind spots. We all have circumstances in our lives where doing it my way, as much as that may have been the way we've always done things, just doesn't work. If I asked you in those circumstances, do you want to be wise? I'm sure your answer would be absolutely. But then if I asked you, so are you prepared to make the changes you need to make to get that wisdom, to live out that wisdom? Well, most of us at that point would hesitate, equivocate. Change? Really? Change? Well, I'm not so sure about that. If we're going to talk about wisdom, then we have to start at the beginning. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, maybe that's a verse that you've heard many times before, but let's just get a grip on it for a minute. The fear of the Lord means an awe, a respect, a realization of the terrible outcomes of the judgments of God. My father loved me, and I loved him. But let me tell you, when I was a lad, I knew that if I did something wrong, there was going to be a reckoning with my father. And if it was bad enough, I knew that that would involve punishment. See, we just toddle along through life as though anything goes. If it feels good, do it. I wonder, though, if we thought a bit more about the terrible judgment of God, if we questioned our thoughts, our motives, our actions, if we asked ourselves, what would God think about this really? I wonder if that would open our hearts to the wisdom of God. That's God's word, fresh for you today.